Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Herman Reich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rube Novotny. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Chipman. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. And now, play ball. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a line drive towards the mound. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lorke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich takes first base on ball four. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reich moves to third. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball four. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kennedy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko who is chasing the ball. Lockman reaches third base with a triple. Kennedy scores. Lorke goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Lockman scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Novotny for a passed ball. Gordon moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gordon scores. Thompson moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Mize reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr is called out on strikes. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Novotny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lorke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Cooper settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cooper. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman, who is chasing the ball. Gustin reaches third base with a triple. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 0-for-1 in the game. Novotny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gustin scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, Giants. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Bob Ramazzotti pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti strikes out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lockman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cabaretta for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gustin hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Novotny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Giants. Cal McClish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lorke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reich, who is chasing the ball. Lorke reaches third base with a triple. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gustin. Lorke scores. Lockman goes all the way around to score. Gordon moves all the way to home. It's 10-4, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley catches it and throws to second to double up Marshall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Pafko reaches third base with a triple. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reich takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gustin hits a line drive into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. McClish fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McClish. Kerr moves to second. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lorke bunts towards the mound. McClish fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Kennedy scores. It's 12-4, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 14-4, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Novotny hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal McClish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClish is 0-for-1 in the game. McClish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a line drive into right field. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. McClish goes all the way around to score. Verbin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 14-5, Giants. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper scores. Two outs. It's 15-5, Giants. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 15, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Berthas now playing first base. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Reich strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 15, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.